Most people do business or like to spend time with people just like them. This means as a salesperson, if you don't work on versatility, only people that share your personality style will naturally be comfortable with you. Now, can you afford to be successful with only 25% of your prospects or leads? You can either make 4 times the number of contacts or learn how to relate to a wider range of personality styles. And that's a decision that you must make. Welcome back to Time Tested Mastery Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and today we're diving into something that will transform the way you communicate, sell, and build relationships. Understanding personality styles and increasing our versatility will help us communicate with people more effectively. So let's start with this. Have you ever talked to someone and felt uncomfortable from the very start, and it never got any better? Something was just off. You felt like something wasn't quite working right. You may have tried being clear and direct, yet they just didn't seem to respond to you in the way you were expecting. You felt that maybe they just didn't like you. Or on the other hand, you felt yourself becoming frustrated or irritated with them. Sometimes this is simply because we all process information and communicate differently. Understanding the different personality styles and ways people communicate naturally will help you understand them and adapt your message so they understand you. Mastering versatility means knowing how to adapt your communication style to match and make a connection with the other person's personality and communication preferences. My old real estate coach, Mike Ferry, defines versatility as the ability to adapt to a variety of people in a variety of situations in a variety of different ways. And that's what we're going to work on today. So let's start by discussing the 4 primary personality styles. They are the driver, the analytical, the expressive, and the amiable. Studies show that people tend to fall into one of these 4 categories. First, we will talk about the drivers, sometimes called leaders. This is roughly 10 to 15% of all people. They say things like, get to the point. What's the bottom line? I only have 5 minutes, so let's make this quick. They look you directly in the eye. They prefer to stand rather than to sit for a discussion. Now, drivers are assertive, very direct, and results-driven. And they just want the facts. They move quickly. They talk quickly. They eliminate small talk and can be rough and abrasive. The driver's strengths, well, they're decisive, efficient, and competitive. But they do have some challenges, though. They can be too blunt, impatient, and intimidating, which causes other people to shut down entirely. The driver style has been compared to the fiercest animal in the jungle, the lion. You don't want to mess with them or you risk getting eaten. The best way to communicate with them is to be clear, quick, concise, and focused on results. No fluff. They don't want to hear a story with the details. If you don't adapt to their quick pace, directness, and let them move on to their next task, they will let you know it. Drivers value action to achieve their goal and purpose. So keep your talk to a minimum. Next are the analyticals. These are the thinkers, which are about 25 to 30% of the population. Their corresponding animal is a giraffe. You can often recognize them in social situations. They will often stand off to the side, stand back, take in the entire scene, head above it all, watching, studying, and observing. They are hypervigilant, looking for potential danger or problems as well as any information they can use to their advantage. They say things like, give me the details. Sometimes they may grab your data sheet and start reading it themselves rather than allow you to explain or listen to your presentation. They are logical, precise, and data-driven. They like to gather and process information thoroughly. Like drivers, analytical people are often not very warm and fuzzy with others. Analytical personality strengths include the following. They are very organized, methodical, and they're great problem solvers. They tend to make well-thought-out decisions, but they are challenged by a lot of skepticism, and they can be slow to make a decision. Now, they tend to distrust people and your presentation. Instead, they want to rely upon their own analysis of the data. They can be excruciatingly slow at times. Another clue is that they will often give you facts, figures, details, pros and cons of every and each option while they are sharing information with you. They love data and assume you do too. So at least make them feel you want to understand the entire situation just as much as they do. They think through everything and won't typically move forward until they believe they have all the information. The best way to communicate with them, give them the facts, logic, and enough time to process everything. You cannot apply pressure and be successful unless you have given them all of the information so they are comfortable moving forward. Now, analyticals are motivated more by a fear of loss than they are by what they have to gain by making a decision. The third personality type we'll talk about are expressives. You easily can identify these folks. They are the life of the party. They represent about 25 to 30% of all people. Their motto is, let's have fun with this. They are very enthusiastic, creative, and socially driven. They often wear bright colors and love to stand out in a crowd. The crazy hat, crazy glasses people is what I call them. They are excited about almost everything. Now, they will be your greatest champion if they love you and your greatest foe if they don't. They are great storytellers, have high energy, and seem to know everyone. They do have a few challenges. They are often late for everything. They can also be very disorganized and impulsive. They hardly stay to a schedule. The animal associated with this style is most often the monkey. Now, I want you to picture them bouncing around the room, making themselves the center of attention to everyone else. So how do you communicate with them? Engage their emotions, the positive ones. They like to feel good and have fun. So paint a compelling vision. Make your presentation fun. Be quick, energetic, and exciting. Now we'll move on to the amiable personality style. The relationship builders. This also includes 25 to 30% of all people. These are truly people persons. They say things like, let's do this together. They want everyone to feel comfortable and welcome. They make great hosts or hostesses. They are warm, caring, and team-oriented. Their strengths are loyalty, empathy, and being great listeners. The challenges they face are they will do almost anything to avoid conflict, sometimes at too great a cost, and they also struggle with decision-making. Unlike the driver, they are not outcome-driven at all. They are feeling-driven. If you offer them $100, but the process to receive it requires them or others to feel bad or uncomfortable, they'll likely decline. So how do you best communicate with them? First of all, you need to take your time, build trust, be gentle, and focus on harmony. Their animal is best described as a tortoise. If you make a tortoise uncomfortable or make it feel threatened, it will pull back into its shell to protect itself. Amiables are like that. They have to feel comfortable and safe and are on the opposite spectrum to the driver. Now, you can probably see yourself in one of these styles, sometimes more than one. Maybe you can identify your coworkers, friends, or even your spouse, and that's good. Everyone has one dominant style, although we may act differently while performing different roles. An executive will often behave differently as a supervisor managing her team than she will as a beginning student in a yoga class. The determining factor to identify your real style is how you behave under stress. All of us naturally and unconsciously revert to our core personality style when under stress. So let's consider this a little further. Difficulty arises when two or more people have different personality styles and lack versatility. For example, the driver personality is time-driven and wants to get to the point quickly. The amiable wants to feel comfortable and to perceive mutual loyalty and teamwork in the relationship. The amiable feels rushed and disrespected, and the driver doesn't care how anyone feels as long as the task is successful or he or she is just wasting their time. Unless one or the other has enough practice and versatility and adapts their style to intentionally mirror the personality style of the other, they will both feel frustrated and find a difficult time being successful together. Here's another example. An analytical shows up for a meeting wanting the details to make an important decision. The expressive shows up late, disorganized, or at least not sufficiently prepared in the analytical's view. Instead of being prepared, the expressive cracks jokes for several minutes to give the room a fun experience. Then the presentation is made full of generalities, sweeping statements of assurance, and little to no detail. Again, unless one or the other intentionally moves closer to the other's style to make them comfortable, the results will not be favorable. So now let's talk about the power of versatility. Most people do business or like to spend time with people just like them. This means as a salesperson, if you don't work on versatility, only people that share your personality style will naturally be comfortable with you. Now, can you afford to be successful with only 25% of your prospects or leads? You can either make four times the number of contacts or learn how to relate to a wider range of personality styles. And that's a decision that you must make. At the end of the day, success in communication isn't about changing who you are. It's about being adaptable and communicating in a way that is effective with the other person. Again, I love Mike Ferry's definition best. Versatility is adapting to a variety of people and situations in a variety of different ways. So here are some tips on how to become more versatile. Be observant and try to identify the other person's style. Are they direct, detailed, emotional, or relationship-driven? Once you figure that out, adjust your message accordingly. If they're a driver, get to the point. If they're amiable, build rapport and make them feel comfortable. One simple hack is to mirror their pace and energy. Fast talkers feel impatient with slow talkers, and vice versa. So find some common ground and stick with it. Finally, know your strengths and your blind spots. If you are naturally an expressive, you might overwhelm an analytical with too much enthusiasm. So know what you have to tone down to be effective with the opposite style. You can get very deep into increasing your versatility. In addition to mirroring the pace of their speech, the expressiveness and enthusiasm in their voice, you can also adapt your vocabulary to suit their other personality style as well. So consider this suggestion. Ask an amiable, what would have to happen for everyone in order for you to feel comfortable moving forward? Ask a driver, I know this needs to be done right and it needs to be done quickly. Let's get started now. With an analytical, we have reviewed all the reports together. What other data do you need to wrap up your analysis before you will be ready to make a decision? And when working with an expressive, this is going to be fun. I can't wait to get started. How are we going to celebrate when we're all done? You see, the best communicators are often described as being chameleons, not by being fake, but by being appropriately flexible. Here are my final thoughts and your challenge for this week. Try to identify your dominant personality style. Ask people around you that you know well. Sometimes we want to be a different style. Don't guess about it. Ask your friends. And pay attention to the people around you. What do you think their style is? Practice adjusting your approach to match theirs and see if there is a different result. Most important, your challenge for the week is that I want to hear from you. What's your personality style? How do you plan to adapt to different people? Also, I'm considering future episodes to expand this skill set. Are you familiar with the five love languages and how that works? Are you familiar with the study and theory of Enneagrams? Let me know, and we will carry on forward together. How can you and I take this critical skill of understanding other people and increasing our versatility for more sales success and happier, more fulfilling lives? Think about it, and then reach out. Also, let me take a moment to give a big thank you to today's show sponsors, Cassie Winteroud at M5 Financial. You can reach her at 858-999-1778. And RE/MAX Big Bear Area Experts at 909-866-6161. Additional contact info can be found in the show notes. So, send your questions to timetestedmastery@gmail.com or connect with me on social media. And until next time, stay adaptable, stay effective, and keep mastering your life.